The Lord be with you. There was a storm in the camp of Israel's army, a storm of fear, a storm of doubt, a storm of words that whisper, "We cannot defeat this Philistine enemy, for he is a giant 10 feet tall. He is too big and too strong, and we are too weak and we are too small. We are not enough. We can't win this battle. We might as well give up, because we can't defeat Goliath." But into this storm of whispering words of doubt and fear steps a boy, 15 years old, a shepherd who had been sent by his father to deliver bread to his brothers and cheese to their commander. This shepherd's boy's name is David. And David says, "Who is this Philistine who is uncircumcised and yet dare defy the armies of the living God?" And David says to the king of Israel, King Saul, "Let no one's heart be afraid. I will fight him." But King Saul says to David, "Well, you're not enough. You're too young. You're too inexperienced. Goliath has trained as a warrior since his youth. You can't win this battle." But David persists. And so again, Saul says to him, "You are not enough. You must wear my armor into battle. You must fight as I have fought in the past. You must win as I have won in the past. You must face this challenge as I have faced my challenges. You must wear my armor, but you don't fit it. You can't fill my shoes. You can't win this battle." But David persists. And so, without military training and without armor, David stands before the giant Goliath. And Goliath says to David, "You are not enough. I have a sword and a spear, and you come at me like a dog with sticks." Goliath says, "You can't beat me because you don't have the weapons that I have. You can't win this battle." But David persists, and so a final time, Goliath says, "You are not enough." Goliath curses David by his gods as if to say, "Even God does not think you are enough. Even your God does not care about you, has abandoned you. Even your God will not answer when you call." And this is perhaps the greatest fear that each of us has when we confront the challenges in our lives, be they giants or storms. That we have to face our struggles by ourselves, and we alone are not enough. That's certainly how Jesus' disciples feel in our gospel lesson today, when, having followed Jesus' instructions, they get into a boat and put out to sea, and a literal storm rises up against them. A storm against which they are powerless. They cannot defeat it. And this storm begins to swamp their boat. And as they prepare to drown, they look and they see Jesus is in the back taking a nap. And they say, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing? Do you not care about us? Are you not in this with us?" And so Jesus wakes up and he tells the storm, "Peace, be still." And the sea is still. Jesus calms the storm, not with a sword or with a spear or with armor, but with a word spoken in faith. And then Jesus says to his disciples, "Why are you afraid? Do you still not have faith?" You see, it's one thing to wonder if God will answer you when you cry out for help from your boat. But when you are in God's boat, having followed God into God's boat, there's no reason to wonder if God is there by your side. And the moment Jesus stepped into that boat and told his disciples to come and follow him, it became God's boat. And so the disciples are wondering whether or not God will answer their call, but the truth is they have answered God's call. And so they don't need to wonder if God will be with them, because they have already made the choice to be where God is, even if where God is in the midst of a storm. And David understands this. David understands the distinction between hoping that God will answer when you call and knowing that you have answered God's call. Which is why when Goliath tries to curse him in the name of his gods, David isn't worried. Goliath tries to tell him that David is not enough, but David doesn't doubt, because David knows that this battle is not about him. This battle is about God. And so when Goliath tries to tell him he's not enough, that he doesn't have the right weapons like Goliath has, David's response is to say, "The Lord does not save with sword or spear, but the battle is the Lord's." And then David takes a stone and a sling, weapons of a shepherd boy, and he puts the stone in the sling and he flings it at Goliath's forehead and hits him square on, and Goliath topples over, defeated. But you see, David understood that what would defeat the giant was not him wielding a sling, but God wielding David. Because the battle is the Lord's. David just needs to be the instrument that God has made him to be. And he can only do this because when Saul said to David, "You are not enough, you must wear my armor," and David puts it on and realizes that it doesn't fit him, David doesn't doubt. Because David knows it's not about him, it's about God. And so David says to King Saul, "I cannot wear this armor because I'm not used to it." And he takes off the armor because David understands that no, he can't fill out Saul's armor. He can't fill out Saul's shoes. He can't face this challenge the way Saul would face this challenge, because David is not Saul. And that is a good thing. Because you may have remembered, God has rejected Saul to be king over Israel and in secret anointed David to be the future king, precisely because he is not Saul and he will not face his challenges as Saul does. At the end of the day, God did not call Saul to defeat Goliath. God called David, and the battle is the Lord's. So David just needs to be the instrument that God has made him to be, which he can only be because when Saul said to him, "You are not enough, you are too young and too inexperienced," David didn't doubt, because he knew the battle wasn't about him, it was about God. And so David responds by saying, "I, your servant, tended sheep for my father, and when a lion or a wolf would come and steal a lamb, I would go after it and strike it down and save the lamb from its jaws. And if the bear or the lion turned against me, I would grab it by the jaw, strike it down, and kill it. I have defeated lions and bears, and so shall it be for this uncircumcised Philistine, for he has defied the armies of the living God. As the Lord has saved me from lion and bear, so will the Lord save me from this uncircumcised Philistine." You see, David understands that he doesn't have a warrior's training, that he doesn't have a man's strength, But in this moment, warriors have trembled and men have fled, and so God called neither a warrior nor a man. God called a shepherd boy because God wanted in that moment someone with a shepherd's experience, someone with a boy's mind. God called David, and the battle is the Lord's. So David just has to be the instrument that God has already made him to be. And when he understands that, the battle is won. You see, the battle is won not when that stone hits Goliath's forehead, but when David understands that this is not a fight between a giant and a boy. This is a fight between a mortal and the living God. And as soon as David understands that distinction, the outcome of this battle is a foregone conclusion, because the true enemy never was and never is a giant. The true enemy is doubt. Because doubt uses our fear of defeat to defeat us before we even try. It is the voice of doubt that tries to tell us, you are not experienced enough. You don't know the right way to go about this. You don't have the tools that other people do. You are not enough. You cannot win this battle, so don't even try. But when that storm of words of doubt come to David's ear, he doesn't doubt. Because he knows this battle isn't about him, it's about God. And so he doesn't have to worry about whether God will answer his call in the moment of struggle. He knows he is in that moment of struggle because he has answered God's call. And so the moral of the story of David and Goliath, let me be clear. It is not that when you call on God, you can do anything. It is rather that when you answer God's call, God can do anything. And so when you find yourself facing giants and storms because you have followed where God has led you, it is not you who need to defeat those storms and those giants. It is God who will use you as the instrument, because God has called you. So remember, when God calls you, God has called you, and no other God has not called someone else with different experience. God has not called someone else with a different way of making it through life. God has not called someone else with different tools. God has called you, and the battle is the Lord's. May you be fearlessly the divine instrument that God has made you to be. Amen.